Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, years ago, there were the Big Easy Awards, and they have now gone away. I guess the pandemic killed them off. But what is coming up on Monday night is the first annual Crescent City Theater Awards. And the founder of the Crescent City Theater Awards is Alan Smason. And Alan joins us on WWL. Alan, good afternoon.
I'm back on WWL again after so many years.
Cool. Good. Listen, Alan, tell me about the awards Monday night.
Well, first off, thank you for having me on, Scoot, and
sure.
Thank you, Ian. I now know how to properly pronounce Hoke.
Well, it's not like I say it when I'm on stage. You know, you see it in the program, you think it's Hawk or Hoach or whatever, so all good.
Yeah. No. But, you know, years ago when I was on WWL, I used to be with Hap Lottie. So this is old hat for me. Tom Crimsier was the program director back then. But in the interim, I've been a writer all my life, and in the interim, I founded the Crescent City Jewish News, and because I was doing a lot of theater criticism, I decided to also open up the possibilities for a website for theater critics around the country called theatercriticism.com. And you may or probably, I think, know already that I'm the weekly panelist on Steppin' Out for theater criticism every week. So I've got my sort of foot dipped into the waters of theater quite a bit, not just the toe. And I will tell you that a few years ago, Bruce Burgun, who's also a member, as I am, of the American Theater Critics Association, said, Alan, you know, we were both on the Big Easy Committee for Theater. What is happening with the awards? I said, well, I don't think anything. He said, well, we really need to do something. So Bruce Burgun and I sort of got our ideas together, and I kind of personally financed getting a 501c3 together. And we decided to incorporate and create a nonprofit corporation that would essentially promote theater, support theater locally, and also we were not adverse to supporting some of the national shows that come through as well as at the Sanger. So we're trying to develop that as well. But the idea was we would have a team of people like they did on the Big Easy Awards. We would go to different theaters. We would review those shows. We would talk about the shows and then nominate people for the awards. And I'm not really privy to say exactly, you know, who is nominated. I can tell you who's the finalists, you know, as far as that goes. We've got 11 competitive categories for things like Best Featured Actor in a Musical or Best Featured Actress in a Play, things of that sort, as well as Best Play and Best Musical. But we're also going to be honoring our first ever Theater Educator of the Year, as well as giving the first ever Lifetime Achievement Award for 2025, which the committee unanimously decided to give to Ricky Graham, who, believe it or not, has never been acknowledged as a Lifetime Achievement Award in all the many years of the Big Easy Awards. So we're hoping to correct a gross injustice there and acknowledge Ricky Graham for the great comedy that he's given us, the plays, and of course the musicals, and just his persona as a entertainer for New Orleans. He really lifted our spirits after Katrina, as you know, and almost single-handedly kept us entertained.
Alan, what is the nominating process?
So what happens is we've got our review team, as we call them, the six members of the board of the complement five are members of the review team, and we essentially go to the different theaters with the blessings of the theater. We go to all the different theaters, and they give us a seat. If they want to give us, you know, more than that, that's up to them, but we only want to have access to see what's going on the stage. And we have a code of conduct that everyone who is a member of the review team has to adhere to. We do not subscribe to the belief that we are more important than the play or the musical that we're seeing. And so, therefore, when we sit down in the seats, we do not leave at intermission if we're not happy. We stay and we review that show.
Yeah.
We also, act professionally and courteously. And after we more or less review our notes, we get together and we will discuss which shows we think merit being given a nomination for either Best Play or Best Musical, as well as the different performances, the actors, the directors, the people who are behind the scenes. Now, for this particular award ceremony, we're working at WYES-TV at the studios as far as where the show is going to be, and we're limited in the space that we have there. We have only 220 seats. We're giving away about 110 seats to different people for nominations, people who are the actual nominees, as well as people who are guests. Sponsors and things of that sort. But we're giving away 110 seats. We've only actually, at this time, sold less than 40 seats. So we really need to have the public step up and help support us.
Yeah.
Because it is a big ask. It's only $75 a scoot for ticket, but $75 is tax deductible. We are a 501c3, and what we're trying to do is raise money for the scholarships and grants that we're going to be giving away. But back to your question, what's the nomination process? Once we decide what the nominees are going to be, we may have 12 or 14 in the category. And Ian, I'll let you in on a secret. You were one of the people for your role in The Trees.
Really?
But again, it's not revealed as to who's in what, but I'm letting you know, and anybody listening in today, but, you know, you were one of the people who was considered. But, you know, what happens is we get it down to like five people, and then we have to have a second round of voting, and then we get down to, you know, the next one. So we only have three nominees. If each nominee takes a guest with them, that's six for each one of the nominations categories. And of course, if we've got 12, you multiply that times six.
Hey, Alan, we don't do math on Fridays here. I don't like to
do
math on Fridays.
The point is, we only had 220 seats total. We could really use the public to come in and help us out, because the money that we raise not only helps us, you know, to do our job of paying for the bills for this particular event, which is going to be fantastic. But it also helps us to pay for the food that we're going to be giving out. We're going to have some champagne and libations for adults.
It's also helping the community. I've got to get your break, but I want to emphasize that it benefits the theater community in New Orleans, which I do believe is disproportionately popular in New Orleans compared to other cities this size. So
I think you're right. And it's almost all community theater. And in a lot of cities, there are more equity theaters than there are here.
Well, Alan, I appreciate your time. And it's going to be Monday night, the 17th, from 6 until 9:30 at WYES-TV, 917 Navarre Avenue. So please support this. And they can find out more information by calling 504-865-1248. 504-865-1248. Alan, thanks for being with us, and good luck with the awards.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders,
Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.